If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Wednesday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria on the Frankfurt Square, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, too. This is Party Line. It is, we're in our second portion of the show here. We've got open phones because, obviously, people are not coming into the Casper studio. Don't come down to try to pick up your Van Halen concert tickets, okay?
No.
I've still got them in the prize closet, okay? Yeah. I'll get them to you before this summer, I promise. Yeah. So we've got locked doors. Don't try to come down. However, if you are a business and you need to get the word out, please give us a call. We will certainly take care of you.
Yes.
We've got all kinds of good economically feasible stimulus packages for you.
We have a lot of avenues for you to make sure you get your word out about what you need to have out.
Absolutely. I saw somebody last night who was antisocial anyway. One of my friends on Facebook said they're enjoying the quarantine because they don't like people anyway.
I can understand that too.
Right? Yeah, it's not that much of a stretch, is it?
You know, this might be another. Maybe we should re-celebrate National Split Personality Day or whatever the heck that was for 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so I saw this morning where Prince Charles has tested positive.
Yes, yes.
For COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And now they have a concern with the Queen, right?
Yeah.
So,
though Prince Charles has had a lot of health issues, I don't think the Queen's had that many health issues, so she might not be as bad or just her age is going to lend to that possibility.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. So we do have 20, 25 minutes to talk with each other now. If there's something on your mind, call Ken and myself at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. I've been reading a few articles in the last couple of days from Associated Press where they're talking about of America and sacrifice. Is the country ready to step up? Are we really ready to step up?
No.
And I agree with you, Ken. If you go back and you look at World War II and the Greatest Generation, those people made sacrifices,
right?
Not just on the field, but here in America, right? Being without your loved ones, we had the women step up and make tanks and guns and bullets and, there was war bonds and all kinds of stuff. We're softies now. We're just not the tough people, tough Americans we were.
Well,
society isn't.
Let's just be.
We have people eating Tide Pods and doing stupid Facebook challenges.
Let's worry me. Let's just be brutally honest.
If we get to that point,
let's just be brutally honest for a second. The type of people we have now, those generations, our generations now are so much different from the generations from World War II. I mean, they have so radically changed.
Absolutely.
And everybody has, every life, from millennials to Gen X's to whoever, all have different lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that, I just don't, it would be good if we could get back the way we were. I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't see it happening.
So I'm going to try to bring you a pro tip every day to help you on some information I found out on Facebook as we go along. And I know, Ken, I'm going to stop you right there.
I wasn't going to say a word. Normally I would.
But this is a little bit of tongue-in-cheek and a little bit of real-life life hacks, okay? Pro tip. So this is my pro tip for the day. If you want to, everybody's got the kids at home, right? If you want to take a nap while the kids are home, just tell them, wake me up in 30 minutes and we'll clean the house together. They will do literally anything to avoid you. So tell them you're going to, wake me up in 30 minutes, we'll clean the house together.
I guarantee.
And then you can take a 2-hour nap.
I was going to say it'll be at least 2 hours before that happens.
Party Line, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Rachel King.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for calling. I want to tell everybody, I talked to Rachel last night on the phone. Rachel is making fabric masks after the CDC basically, right, Rachel, said that they are now allowed. They're not not something that you can take into a hospital, but just maybe something to just give yourself a little extra protection. So tell me what you told me on the phone last night. We talked last night about 8 o'clock when I was at home. Where did you get this idea to start with?
Well, I'd been following the coronavirus story for over a month now, and I noticed anytime they talked about Asia, China, Korea, you know, over there, that they were all wearing masks, and we were being told not to wear masks here, and it really puzzled me. And then they explained they were saving them for the healthcare workers, which of course, you know, made sense. And so I went ahead and made masks for all my family members, because I sew for a living, so, you know, it's really pretty easy to just jump upstairs and make them. And then last Friday, I posted some of my masks on Facebook to donate, because last Friday morning is when I saw an article come out of Evansville, Indiana, where the CDC had lifted their guidelines to allow fabric masks in hospitals, nursing homes, care facilities, because the shortage of PPE. And what the healthcare workers were doing was putting the fabric masks over their N95 masks so they could wear them longer. And they were in need of donations. I saw that. I made quite a few, and I just posted on my Facebook page that I was making masks to donate. Well, because of my business, I've got Facebook friends coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't maybe an hour, and I was bombarded with messages from people. I mean, their stories were so sad. They work in hospitals. Their family members work in hospitals. They were out of masks, being told to reuse their masks, put their N95 mask in a baggie and keep it their whole shift.
Mm-hmm.
Some people didn't even have masks, and these people all reached out to me and said, if you're donating, would you please send 5 here? Could you send 10 here? Hmm. Could I just get one? And so it really broke my heart that these people, a lot of them who supported my business throughout the years, and it was the least I could do to help them. And so I got kind of angry and upset with our government for not providing necessary equipment for these people, and thought, what can I do to help? And so I just busted out my elastic and started cutting up fabric and making as many masks as I could. I believe it was the following day when I saw Pam's post on Facebook for the Clinton County scanner page, where she was also making the masks. And so I connected with her because I would love to donate them locally. So that's what we've been doing.
Is there anybody that is there a way to hit you up? Have you had anybody yet locally request 10, 15, 20? Oh, you have?
Yes, and they've offered to purchase them from me, and I've any organizations, I've been sending them to Pam, because I feel like she's just kind of the organizer as far as organizing which care facilities. But yeah, the Clinton House, Mulberry retirement facility, both contacted me, people that work there, and asked for the masks. And I asked them to please contact Pam and just to get their names on the list. I believe, I'm pretty sure last night she said she needed 28 more to finish Wesley Manor. I sewed 14 of those last night for her, so I'm pretty sure we've almost got Wesley Manor done now.
Good.
Someone yesterday that was helping Clinton House, and I've agreed to make 30 for Clinton House. I think they need 60 total, and I've got 20 of theirs done so far, so I've got to make 10 more for them. But yeah, it's just been, like I said, it's pretty heartbreaking to see all these people that are, you know, to hear these stories from people coast to coast that mm-hmm. are just in dire need of
math. Well, Rachel, thank you for everything you're doing. It's going to take little heroic stories like this to get us all through.
I agree. Yes, I mean it definitely keeps my mind and hands busy.
Gives you something to do. Sure. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, we sure appreciate you calling in and let us know about it on Party Line this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. All right. Rachel King doing her part again. That's not going to protect you fully, but if it could make something last a little longer, or maybe just keep a few germs away from you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly right.
Okay, let's see. Okay. A lot of moving parts here. We did say that there was a $2 trillion coronavirus economic stimulus package passed overnight. That bill going to provide some relief for businesses, laid off workers, and families. So hopefully that'll help. Also, state police this morning talking about using their discretion in enforcing the state stay-at-home order. State Police Superintendent Doug Carter said yesterday, people should not expect a heavy-handed enforcement of the order. People are allowed to go outside and make essential trips. But said police may act if people are flouting the law, as they should, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of barbers, hairdressers, other so-called non-essential businesses worried about the next couple weeks. All non-essential businesses must shut down for 2 weeks. Owners say they don't know how they will pay their bills or if their customers will return once they reopen. So it gets back into the trickle down, right, Ken?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So
you know, and Kim brought this up yesterday when she was on with us yesterday. You know, and my thought has been, you know, is there going to be any kind of a stimulus package either from the state or from the nation, you know, national or wherever to help these small businesses or help businesses who have had to close, who are, quote, not essential, mm-hmm. unquote. You know, is there anything that's going to help them get back on their feet to where they can at least be functional again?
Right. And, you know, it's just amazing to me how many businesses, and I think it'll really start to come to light here, are just, they themselves are a couple paychecks away from mm-hmm. going under.
That's right.
Let alone employees. So it's going to be tough. And, boy, you hope everybody has a rainy day fund of some sort, you know?
But in this time that we live in, that's very difficult to do, and I'm sure most people don't.
Yeah. I mean, it is tough. All right, so let's go ahead and take another commercial break. We'll come back. We've still got about 10 or 12 minutes in Party Line when we come back. If there's something you'd like to talk about, Ken and I would love to talk to you. We'll be right back.
When it comes to the outside of your house, leave it to Welty's to make it right and keep it right. Roofing, siding, windows, guttering, and more. Welty's is the proven and dependable place to go for quality since 1937. Welty's Custom Exteriors of Frankfurt.
Hi, this is Ryan Welty. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Whatever you want to do, Welty works for you.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Indiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Indiana Broadcasters Association and this station.
When you need to know.
I think that the coronavirus probably has a persistence on surfaces similar to other viruses that we've come in contact with. We're seeing probably somewhere between 3 and 5 days, but it depends a great deal on what that surface is and what the conditions are there.
On the air first when seconds count.
These people that own that are out of state and they use different big city tactics. What we think it's worth and what they think it's worth is a wider right area right there.
The news team you've got.
come to depend on.
A replacement out there, you know, and you want to be careful what you do. That's a very interesting department out there. There's a lot of different mechanisms that go into that. You want to make sure you get the right person.
Your official weather station.
This is not a hurricane that's affecting a region, but this is a global pandemic.
When you need to know.
So different grants that were placemaking grants.
WILO.
Big deals.
Get ready, because we've started something big. It's called Big Deals, and it's a local website where you can shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses and save big money. Our website will have certificates to all kinds of restaurants, auto services, salons, and more. To find out the big deals in North Central Indiana, log on to WeLoveBigDeals.com. Again, that's WeLoveBigDeals.com.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded just like you.
There is a difference.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338. Or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on this Wednesday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. We did get a caller. She didn't want to go on the air. A comment for research that a sailor maybe on a U.S. ship has been diagnosed with COVID-19. I've heard that a couple times over the last couple days, and I think the first time I heard about it was Sunday morning maybe. So there is certainly some of that, right? Nobody is immune. Party Line, Sue Ellen, is that right? Good morning.
That's right.
How you been doing?
I've been just fine.
Good.
I do have a comment, though.
Okay.
I've been hearing on TV how the hospitals, they're afraid the hospitals will be overwhelmed with medical problems, and they are short of beds, and I thought that was an interesting thing to say. When in Clinton County, we're going to tear down our hospital.
Well, it wasn't the best time to go build a new one, but we didn't know that when we started doing that, right?
And that's true.
There's some things you can't stop.
And I think that is something everybody needs to know, is that hospitals nowadays are shortening the amount of beds they have available in a hospital because they just don't use them that often on a daily basis anymore.
Right.
Right. But right now, we need them.
Yeah.
Well, that's right now.
But yeah. Yeah, a couple things I've heard, Sue Ellen, as far as what they're doing in New York right now is like some of these big colleges and universities that have dorm rooms, uh-huh. They're thinking about using some of those as hospital wings.
Yes.
So.
And also they have ships, big ships.
Yep.
That they're going to pull in the harbor and use as hospitals.
Saw that too. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Well, and then I wondered if you had read an article that was in the Indianapolis Star about a week ago about they had done an investigative report about hospitals purchasing nursing homes in Indiana.
No.
And they buy these nursing homes up, and then they can get money through Medicare. Money from the federal government comes in for care of these people in Medicare and in the nursing home. And they put that money in the bank, and if they keep it there for 1 year, then it becomes the property of the hospital.
Yeah.
And the hospital can use that to build wings and, expand their hospital. And there's one hospital in Indianapolis called Eskenazi
mm-hmm.
that just was recently built, and that was built totally with that money.
Yeah, that does not pass the smell test, and there should be some kind of check and balance on that.
Yes, And I have wondered all through the years how Witham Hospital was constantly expanding and building nice new buildings when our hospital was falling into disrepair.
Right.
And Witham was named as one of the hospitals who purchased nursing homes.
Yeah, that's that. You know, that makes me look at them in a different light.
It does.
That doesn't quite seem right.
Yes. Well, I appreciate these investigative reports.
Me too.
Bring things to light that normal citizens would not know.
Me too.
I'm not sure what we can do about it, but
well, we could talk about it and shine a light on it. That's for sure.
Yes.
Sue Ellen, thank you for the call, and you take care of yourself, okay?
All right, you do the same.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Time for another Party Line. Good morning.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Kim.
You were talking about the toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
And wait till everything's gone, then you'll see fights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've already seen some fights in some big cities.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
And is the reason Trump doesn't want the CEOs to buy back the stock that he wants them?
I don't know.
And the other day they said the Trump hotels aren't making money for him. That's why he wants people back in work.
Yeah. You know, when he came out and said he wants America reopened by Easter, which is, what, 17 days or something?
I saw that this morning.
Hey, I'm all for optimism, but let's not even be talking about that right now.
Does the word reality...
No.
I don't know. No. Hey, I'm all for optimism, and you got to keep moving, you know?
Right.
But, I don't know if that was the time or the place.
So when he starts throwing out numbers, I just say, you know, like four. And if he says thousands of these ventilators, I say four.
Yeah.
Oh, and I only heard this once. Maybe you guys know it. There was a guy in Kentucky that took this malaria drug. And he died. So.
That's not entirely true. What he did was this hydrochloroquine or whatever it's called. This is the pill itself. They're saying it may, you know, they've not said it works or anything. But what he did was hydrochloroquine is also in fish tank cleaner supplies, and this guy ate fish tank cleaner and died. It was not taking the pill.
You gotta thin out the herd.
I guess, yeah. Natural selection kind of takes care of things in some regards.
And one thing, I wouldn't believe Trump if he had an umbrella and said it was raining. I'd be looking for Mike with a hose. So, you guys have a nice foggy day.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Kim.
Take care.
We appreciate that. All right, well, just a couple minutes left in the program. They say crime is down, Ken.
Gee, I wonder why.
The robberies and murders and everything is down, but divorce is probably up after all this with everybody having to stick around together.
At the end of all this, is going to be more babies or more divorces than you respond. There'll be babies, but also be a lot more divorces.
Right. Now, here's the story real quick. Chloroquine has not been talked about a lot as a possible. It has been talked about a lot as a possible treatment for COVID-19. Don't get it confused with the chloroquine phosphate that's used to keep fish tanks clean. A couple in their 60s from the Phoenix area took it. The man died, his wife in critical condition this morning. Don't be doing that.
Right.
Carl Lane, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin and Ken. I think what would help our economy and this disease more than anything is when we start getting 70 and 80 degree weather and the sun is shining, because it's just so depressing with the weather that we've had for the last couple months.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think the sun and the warm weather is really going to help everybody.
I hate to burst your bubble, but I had a conversation with a county official earlier this week and said as he has heard is when the temperature starts to get warm, it strengthens the virus.
Carl, here's a story I've got right here. Warm temperatures can slow the spread, but new science says it won't stop it. Researchers at MIT found that 90% of COVID-19 cases happen in cold weather climates where the temperature ranges from 37 to 62 degrees. Just 6% of coronavirus cases were in hot climates, but that also proves that it still gets there. So, might slow it down.
Yeah, it might slow it, but it's not going to totally stop it.
Well, I know I just feel so much better when I'm outside working in my yard.
Amen to that. Yeah, I hear you.
It just makes me feel a lot better.
That I would agree with that.
That's something for the soul, don't it?
That's right.
Yes, and I I enjoy listening to our governor of Indiana talk every day at approximately 2:30 in the afternoon. I think our governor is really trying hard to get this under control, and he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's done a wonderful job, in my opinion. That's just in my opinion. But this package that they just passed, and I'll get off here real quick. This package they just passed to give all those people $1,250 and $500 per children. I think that's a wonderful deal. But I think they should have went a little bit farther and says, now that should be in a food card and stuff like this. Just don't give them cash because, and I don't mean anything by this, but most people can't manage money.
You're right. They'll be making stupid decisions, absolutely.
You make foolish decisions because I've talked to so many people that's made so many, and I've made a lot of them in my life, too.
Sure.
So if you can't live 5 or 6 months without no money, something's wrong.
Well, Carl, let's look at it this way. For the people who have won the lottery and then starting to file for bankruptcy within 2 or 3 months afterwards, what does that tell you?
Well, it's just we need to help them and sort of guide them how to manage their money better. And I think the government could have done that if they said, okay, we're going to give them all food cards for all these different places you could use them at grocery stores and stuff for the necessities. If the children need you to choose or school books or then that's what the money had to go for. Make stipulations. Just don't hand them a check because that's...
I'm with you, Carl, but it'd be too hard to really do that, I think. I mean, you can't, you know, this way they just put it in your direct deposit, it's there. And it's going to be up to people, you know, to not starve to death. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're getting some money.
They can't do that.
No.
Hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
All right, Carl. Thanks for the call. Hope he and his wife are doing all right.
Yeah.
Ken, thanks as always, man.
All right. Take
care. All right. Don't forget, check us out at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com all day long for the latest. And Ken or myself will break in as warranted, okay? I want to thank our sponsors, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Sue's at Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's at Greek's Pizzeria, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.